Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to a DBS production update. Today is going to be March 19th, and we are going to just hop in and discuss where we're currently at as DBS Films, some weekly updates for you just to give you a better idea of what's next for us, what movie's coming out, where we are in the filming process. So every Saturday, you'll get a quick update like this just to kind of give you a bit more inside information in our process. So this week, we do have some major updates. The big one is The Girl in Cabin 13 is now officially on Tubi. So I am very, very excited for this. This is our first time on the Tubi platform. And you have a few different types of ways to monetize your movies nowadays. And it's really on video on demand, which is known as VOD. And the way they like to break it down is TVOD, SVOD, and AVOD. And I'll just kind of give you a little information on what those are right now. So TVOD is your traditional or transaction video on demand. So transactional video on demand means you're going to pay for it. So that's if you rent it, if you buy it. That's basically where The Girl in Cabin 13 has been, where you basically rent it, you buy it, you can purchase our DVD, but you had to have an upfront payment. The second one is SVOD, which is where The Hateful Eight, the first eight movies that we made, were basically, that was the program they were on, where if you have a subscription to something, you get to watch it for free. So think of SVOD as Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video. Those are the ones where you basically pay your subscription, and because of that, you can go ahead and watch it. Now, AVOD is one of the newer forms of video on demand, and that's advertising video on demand, which is like a Tubi or a Peacock TV, where you'll watch an ad and then you basically get that. So even YouTube is considered AVOD. So you watch the ads during the playing of it. And I think this is a perfect place for our movies, just because there's a massive difference between 99 cents and free. It's just, you know, the quality of movie that we have is one of those things where I'd rather, you know, I know people are going to enjoy it, but only the right type of people, in my opinion, not really the right type of people, like taste or anything wise, but I can see how, you know, looking at our cover and whatnot, if you don't understand it's an indie film and you end up paying for it, you know, you're going to feel a lot different when you're paying the same price for, you know, $1 million budget movie out there. So I've always felt that AVOD is the way to go. We get way more eyeballs on it. And honestly, I'd rather have the advertising people pay us than our fans pay it. So if you guys are listening to this, you can now watch it for free. So you can watch our movie Girl in Cabin 13 for free on Tubi. We have the links in our bio. Please tell your friends, tell everyone, because we are very, very excited for that. So with that major news, the next thing on the plate is we were looking to do the final pickups for the Murder of the Haunting, or the Haunting of the Murder House is the newest film that we're looking to release. We want to get the cut done so that our super fans can watch it, hopefully within the next week or two. So again, if you join us in our Discord channel and you're there and you're a super fan, you get to watch our movies before we ever release it. Because once we're done with it, we have to give it to our agent, who then goes and pitches it to the distributors, who then launch it. So you're probably not going to see The Haunting of the Murder House for a good couple more months, unless you're part of our community, unless you get to see it before everyone else. But we're looking at picking up the final shots that we need to do. Originally, we were planning to do that on Tuesday. We got out here, we had to basically do two things. One, we had to get a pickup shot that was special effects with gore, shows Harper stepping on a nail. When she brings her foot up, it squirts blood out. So what was that really? Well, it was just us working with the shoe that had a hose on it that would squirt the blood out. Mackenzie, our special effects artist, did an absolutely amazing job with it. It looks great already. So that was a winner. However, one of the issues we ran into is it was literally a tornado warning when we started filming with Mackenzie, and it proceeded to get much worse. So the second part of it is me in a U-Haul van where I'm basically running the live stream, and we had to do a few more pickup shots, and we had to get some shots of my screen that we weren't able to get the first time we did it. And we had to scrap that because we did not want to be caught outside with a tornado and it raining. So we ended up scrapping that. And actually today, it's Friday right now when I'm recording this, we're going to be going ahead and picking that up. So my brother actually just got here. We're about to go pick up the U-Haul, and then we'll come back and we'll work on getting the final few different shots that we need. Really, what's nice with this one and the role that I play as Kel, which is a big stretch in my name, being in the van, kind of guiding the main characters and whatnot, gives us a lot of flexibility where we literally watched the entire movie and we found areas where it wasn't necessarily in the script the first time, but it was something where after watching the rough draft, we're like, you know what would be a good way to increase this pace? Or you know how we can make this smoother? Let's get me in the van to say something different, or let's show something on screen. So it does actually allow for a ton of flexibility, in my opinion, because with this ability that we have to kind of, you know, pick up where we are, for me, and not necessarily having a fixed timeline and I'm the only actor there, so it's super easy for us to just say, hey, this is what we're doing. It actually allows a great deal of freedom in the sense of being able to add things in. So it's an idea that we really, really like to do. And I think because of that, you might see us having a van character once or twice again in the DBS saga, just because it's been really easy to just pick these up. You know, it's just me and my brother, no additional actors. We're able to scrap and come back. And really the only cost of it is going to be a $30 U-Haul. So all of those things, you know, just to kind of say it's pretty easy pickups. We should be done with them and then we'll be able to put them together. As I mentioned, if you end up becoming a super fan of ours, you can actually watch the movie before it's out. We can get your feedback because we really, really, really want to give a whole bunch of perks to our super fans. Now, on the community side for us, we are growing stronger. So we have about 45 super fans now. Again, we're looking for that first 100. We got some really, really cool ones. I am going to wish a special happy birthday to Amber, whose birthday is today. But when you're listening to this, it was tomorrow. So happy birthday, Amber. But again, we have such amazing crews. It's going to be tough for me to rattle every single or one of them off. But I mean, if we're looking at Aries, Evan, Taryn, Tija, Gam, Shalissa, Evan, Turd Burglar. I'm not sure if that counts as explicit for the podcast, but I hope not. Ashley's a new one Cappy just became a super fan. So again, we got this long list of people. If I forgot your names, shoot me a message in Discord. I'll be sure to shout you out next time around. So my recommendation, guys, if you really want to get in the ground floor on something, if you want to be part of a really, really cool community, definitely take a look at our Discord, take a look at our YouTube channel, take a look at all of those things, because you can figure out ways to be part of the community we're building. And if you're part of this community, we're going to definitely reward you when it comes to being cast in our movies, getting perks, seeing things before they come out. You know, my idea here is to really be the most community focused production studio we possibly can be. So I just wanted to touch on our community is growing and it is amazing to see. We're playing video game nights. We have now, we have Monday movies. So I'm sure we're only going to continue to develop, have more and more cool people join us along the way. So I think you definitely should be part of it. You know, no real upfront cost or any type of, you know, thing you have to put into effort wise. You just got to like horror movies and watch our movies. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, I feel like if you're interested in this podcast, it's going to be right up your alley. The other update that we have is we are rolling out our website. So I'm actually working on the final draft of the website. Hopefully we will have that about next week. We actually have some press releases coming out with the website as well too. We're just really going to start putting our marketing brain towards pushing the studio a little bit more. You know, again, I think we're really kind of at a turning point where we're very confident in what we're able to produce. It's just how do we better market it so that we can basically be ready for, you know, when the gears start turning and that flywheel moment happens, we can take complete advantage of it. So overall, things are looking pretty good for us. You know, hopefully we'll knock this out of the park today, get all the rest of the footage that we can, and we'll have a really cool edit for our super fans sometime shortly. Again, my name is Kellen. This is DBS Films. If you guys have any direct questions, feel free to reach out to us. Best way to get in contact with me, just join the Discord, shoot me a message, and I'll be sure to reply to it. So until then, have a good one, everyone.